The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective, all things hot and all things not, news, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. And again, I'm just going to say Happy New Year. We're off and running on our way. Radio Boomers Live. Aretha has appointments today. She's so busy out there in the entertainment world. And we got Frank Hillering is going to be co-hosting with me today. Frank, are you on with me?
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
There he is. Good morning, Frank, and we're ready to rock and roll in 2018, huh? It's
absolutely.
It's funny, when you go to see some of the, you know, like, it goes so fast. I mean, they have the 2018 cars out, not in 2018, they have them out in 2017, it seems. Everything goes so fast. And how long ago, Frank, did it seem like we were just celebrating 2017? That's like, what the heck's going on here?
It went by in a flash, you know. I mean, I'm going to turn 66 in May, Jim. I'm telling you, the pace is speeding up, you know.
Oh, no, we can't have that. Because, well, happy Martin Luther King Day to you, Frank, and everyone, and all the Easy Wazers and everybody out there, the baby boomers, the millennials, the Xers, and whatever. But, guys, January 15th, 1929, to April 4th, 1968, Martin Luther King, and he was an amazing man, and he had his speech. I don't know, Frank, if you remember. You know, he won the Nobel Peace Prize in 64. So basically, when I went in high school, he won the Nobel Peace Prize, and he did a speech, I Had a Dream, the famous speech, and I don't know. Well, the baby boomers will remember that, but
same spot President Trump did his pre-inaugural, address.
Exactly, the Washington, the Lincoln Monument, I believe.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
There we go, Frank, and Frank and I will be doing Aretha's Tech Time, and you know, she's Aretha's up to date on this stuff, and she keeps me up on all the cyber stuff going on. So I just to start this out, Frank, real quick, because we only got a couple minutes in this. Blogs.microsoft.com, today in technology, a tech issue here. To keep it in the tech world, I had the top 10.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
So we're going to stick to the tech time for Aretha, and she does keep us up to date on this. And Frank, what I have from an article in Today in Technology, tech issues, the top 10 tech issues. I'm going to throw them out there, Frank, and then you can pop in and see what you think, because I think Frank is more tech savvy than I am. I've learned a lot from Eric and Aretha, but here we go. The top 10 tech issues for 2018. I'll just go them through fast. One is cybersecurity, immigration, tech for rural communities, diversity in tech, privacy and surveillance. Mm-hmm. And we got the AL role in society, the future of tech. Okay, and substantiability, I'm doing great today, and the Paris Accord, net neutrality, coding in schools, and globalization. Okay, Frank, well, how did I do on that word, substantiability? I'm not getting that out right.
you need a dictionary, Jeff.
Anyway. Yeah. So we got a lot of cyber issues, and Frank, I'll tell you, I'm not a tech person, but I have a little concern when they can get into this stuff, and this is like really secure places, big secure. I won't mention any, but they can get into some of the banks and some of the government stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
And
that's
the
reason why, Jim, the boomers are so reluctant to use the smartphones, because they think that the technology isn't secure. They think their PCs and their laptops, you know, are you know, much more secure only because they're housed in their homes, right? But the bottom line is that smartphone has much more data ability and security than that laptop and that PC put together.
The phone does?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. That's a cool bit of information. So your phones are safer than actually your laptop. Wow. That's interesting. So I guess, Frank, what it is we have to do a research and find out some really strong firewalls and things like that to put up there. But, you know, you got this stuff with the, you know, when they got into, what was it, Equifax, and they're getting all this data. So I guess what that means is a lot of us realize that people have our Social Security number and they have our mother's maiden name and they have all this stuff that they can use. So we have to protect our identity and that kind of stuff.
I remember when I was in Washington one time, and this is going back a few years, I picked up the Wall Street Journal. There's the headlines, U.S. Department of Social Services and Social Security hacked to 17 million accounts. I mean, if they can get the government accounts, I mean, where are we?
Yeah. And, Frank, another one I heard was your property. You have to kind of be careful of the trustees, things like that. They find ways of getting into that. But anyway, that's our tech time, and we're going to roll into gems from Jim. We'll get that drum roll going here. I'll tell you some of the updates on news.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easyway Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EZWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for gems from Jim.
There you go, guys. There you go. So Frank and I went over some of the cybersecurity stuff, and these are all good tips. I'm going to hit you with just a couple of the things going on here. Some interesting little tidbits. I go just quickly shoot through some of this. Some of the stuff I thought that was interesting. This global warming stuff. I heard this little article. Now I'm just going to hit you with one of them, but it's affecting a lot of stuff. Sea turtles. Okay, I know it's on everybody's mind, but the Great Barrier Reef out there, the water is warming around this barrier reef, and it's affecting. And this is a big part of the world. Okay, the Great Barrier Reef. And it's affecting the stuff there in the sea turtles, which is just, I mean, if it affects the sea turtles, it affects other things. They're producing 99% females because of the warmer water. All right. Well, you can imagine if people started doing that. So, yeah, that's going to affect the balance there. And it could create a situation where there's no more sea turtles. President Trump, no oil drilling off Florida. So the Floridians are happy about that. NASA is shooting its telescope up there. After it travels a million miles, it's going to stop and open and build itself remotely. And 2017 was the most expensive year for damage from hurricanes and tornadoes. They figure around $350 billion and $3.3 trillion spent in 2016 on health care. And so you can see the health care. We talk about health care issues on the Radio Boomer Show. And women attend the games in Saudi Arabia, so things are changing there. And as far as, remember I reported on those ships that collided. This big ship, the big ship, cargo ship from Iran, had a oil tanker from China. It's still burning out there. This is like, they're so big, they're like islands. And you've heard about Sam's Club. They're closing 63 stores, and this is kind of a thing that's spreading with this. We're going to go into that another time, but this, you know, how it's affecting the economy. And Walmart owns Sam's Club, and they're, well, I think their minimum wage is $11 an hour. They're giving $1,000 bonuses. So one affects the other. And Uber has was using a computer chip to slow the investigations of the company in the foreign areas they have over there. And, well, so I think, that guys, that's about all the time I have for that. There's a lot more I want to give you, but we're going to move on to our next section of the show because, Frank, there's so much stuff that I can't get it all out.
Well, I think you were talking about Walmart, you know, with Sam's Club. I mean, that's significant, Jim, because that means if they're shutting down those locations, it means they don't have enough customer base to support it. And, you know, this is the, you know, it's the trend. I mean, it's the wave. That's why small business is reeling out there, because their customers are getting siphoned out of their databases every day that goes by.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And, you know, we saw down where we live, Frank, right down the street here, you got the Macy's and Penny's, you know. And I hate to see that. You know, Sears has been a good store for people. I mean, if you want from clothing to whatever you need, they have everything. And when you see these stores closing, you're wondering, you know, what's going to fill that in if the brick and mortar is taken off? What's going to move in there? Or is it just going to be Amazon taking over? Like Amazon storage facilities. I don't know. But, you know, there's some major issues. The Bitcoin thing, you know, like South Korea and shutting it off, and it's becoming popular in places not so popular. Then you got the global warming issue. You got these are major issues. And
yeah, and yet if you,
you
know, I mean, it's a whole big world out there, right? I mean, you hear global economy, global commerce. If I take you to Europe right now, Jim, 8 out of 10 transactions are being done by Bitcoin. So I mean, go figure.
Exactly.
You know?
yeah, that's what I mean. It's down in some, and it's taking over other areas. So you got to get on the. Well, you got to get on the info wagon and do your homework and see what's going on. We have, you know, we have a lot of information that comes in, and we try to get it out there, Frank. But I'll tell you, I try to put a positive spin on some of this. If you're involved in a certain investment, like I got pretty heavy into the real estate situation. And, you know, Katrina hit, and it knocked me out of the box down there, lost a lot of homes and that. But you know what? Keep your attitude positive, and you just keep rolling on, you know? And even if you get hit with a health issue, hey, you find out what the problem is, you get it fixed. And eat healthier.
Yeah, it's the old story, right? If God slams a door, he always opens a window.
He opens
another
one.
So go look at it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And so we're going to – we don't usually open the line up to callers, but if we get a little time, we might do a few callers. But for 2018, Frank, I think – you know, what's going on and what they're going to allow, because it seems like when we get to a certain point, whether it's a financial situation or, you know, people with the shows on the internet or whatever they're doing, then the regulations come along because Uncle Sam says, oh, okay. And, you know, we got to see where this is all going to go because it's changing so rapidly. And what do you think the best way to keep on top of all this, Frank? Because I know it affects business, you know?
Well, like anything else, Jim, I mean, it's the counsel that you surround yourself with. You know, the book of Proverbs says there's wisdom in the counsel of the many. In business,
exactly.
I'm always seeking others, you know, who know more than I do in a specific category of business. And I use them as sounding boards because, you know, I don't know everything. I absolutely don't know everything, but I have a lot of different arenas of business come across my plate in a given day. And if I'm not sure about something or I'm really hard-pressed to make a decision, I'm going to pick up the phone and talk to somebody I trust.
And, you know, the more you learn and the wiser you get, that's when you find out the little you know and the how not so wise you are, you know. It's like you've always, and you could learn from somebody that's half your age. You could learn from a little kid. He could say something. You know, it's just endless. But anyway, we're going to, you know, I got a couple reports here. I don't know. Yeah, we got, there we go.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Martin Luther King Day coming your way. All right, we've got a great show today with a very special guest. He happens to be my other half, my husband, Jerry Pittman. Welcome, Jerry.
Hello, Carmelita. How are you this morning?
Hello, my love. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I have you on my radio show.
I can't believe it either.
Yes. We have so much to talk about, actually 43 years and counting that we have been married. And, you know, in Hollywood, that's a record, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So anyway, I just want to welcome you on board, especially today, and inform everybody that I happen to be married to one of the greatest people in the whole world, and he also is the second cousin of the man who we're celebrating today, Martin Luther King. And can you tell us about your relationship with Martin Luther King? I mean, we were well into our marriage before I found out that you were his second cousin. I had no idea.
Yeah, I was totally unaware of our relationship to Dr. King until, I'd had inklings of it along the way. I remember when I was about 13 or 14 years old, and Dr. King was in jail, was going to jail at Birmingham, Montgomery, Alabama. And I remember my grandmother saying to my mother, she called my mother Kate, even though her name was Hazel, "Kate, I believe this is Alberta's boy who's in jail right now." And it turned out that Alberta was Martin Luther King's mother. And my grandmother had known the King family in Georgia because she had married John Oliver King, who was a brother to Martin Luther King Sr., which entered us into the family. And so she remembered that King had... I'm sorry. Had been close to our family up until she moved to Florida, and that's when we kind of drifted apart. But I remember when you and I went down to Florida in the 70s, I believe, and my aunt confirmed that we were related to the King family, and she went off on this tangent about how they grew up together in Georgia. And she reconnected with the family when A.D. King, who was Martin Luther King's brother, by the way, A.D. King died 1 year after Martin. He drowned in a pool in his own home. And but his son started a church in West Palm Beach, Florida, where I grew up. West Palm Beach is in the news a lot lately because of the current president. And his son started a church, not started a church, but he took over a church in West Palm Beach. And that's when the family reconnected. The Kings, Pittmans, and Alexanders, we all got together again. And we're still friends today.
Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. You know, you were telling me also some background information about Martin Luther King that a lot of people may not be aware of,
yeah.
And the fact that his original name was not Martin.
True.
Didn't you say that his name is actually Michael?
Yes, he was born Michael King, but his father was very innovative, Martin Luther King Sr. He took Martin on a trip to Europe when he was a teenager, 13, 14 years old. And his father was enamored of the German philosopher and educator Martin Luther. It's strange because Martin Luther was very anti-Semitic, but he liked Martin Luther. He liked his philosophy, and he changed both their names, his name and Martin Luther King's name, from Michael to Martin. And that stuck. That stuck with him. But hold on.
Yeah, a lot of people may not be aware, you know, of Martin Luther King's early history. And as a matter of fact, obviously he was a very bright light because he was advanced. And you said that he, at a very early age, went to Morehouse.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, he went to Morehouse at the age of 15. And my son also attended Morehouse in Atlanta. And they had a program at that time that any student, junior, sophomore, who could pass a certain test could get into Morehouse. And he passed the test when he was 15 years old, got into Morehouse, and did very well.
And the rest is history. I mean, you know, it took someone like him to take on such a major movement like Mahatma Gandhi. And what is so significant about him, you know, fighting for social justice is that he used the tool of being a, more or less a pacifist, of a peaceful approach,
yes,
and
yes.
Using the most powerful weapon of all, and that is love. Love thy neighbor as you would have your neighbor love you, thyself. Those are very powerful words that have come from one of the greatest inspirations of all times.
Yeah, he was a student of Mahatma Gandhi, too. He really studied Gandhi, and he wanted to start a peaceful movement, which led him to Montgomery, Alabama, during the bus boycott there in 1955. And at that time, the Montgomery bus boycott was being led by another minister by the name of E.D. Nixon, who was capable of leading that movement. But for some reason, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference asked Martin to take over, and he took over and did a very good job. And by the way, E.D. Nixon was the father of a very good friend of ours who passed not so long ago, Mr. Nick Latour, who was an actor, was a son of Mr. E.D. Nixon. And Nick had told me about his dad. I didn't know much about him until I started to read about him. But yeah, Martin Luther King took over the bus boycott in Montgomery in 1955, and he's 26 years old. And it's amazing. It's the first thing he did at 26 years old is just amazing, because at 26 years of age, I was still floundering, still looking around, you know. But he took it over and did a very good job. But he had a lot of help from his father and his brother. His brother was A.D., wasn't as much into the civil rights movement as Martin was. But A.D. did become a minister after Martin was assassinated. And A.D. died 1 year after Martin in some freak pool accident.
Yeah, you know, Jerry, you know, you have a great legacy yourself of coming from a family of ministers. And, you know, I'm sure they probably were thinking of you taking on that role. But you wound up in the news industry with the media. Can you tell us about your journey starting from New York at the, it was the Rockefeller Center, and also your encounter with Martin Luther King himself?
That's right. I did meet Martin Luther King and Coretta once, and I saw him speak, by the way, at the Armory in New York in 1967. And I'm working at Rockefeller Center, and one day Dr. King and Corelli get on an elevator with me, just the three of us on the elevator. And at that time, I did not know that we were related, but I did shake his hand. I shook Corelli's hand, and he went up for his interview. And he left, and I never saw him again until I saw him speak at the Armory. He had a great way of speaking to a crowd. And me working at NBC, I had a chance to work around a lot of people that I could have never worked with in Florida, you know. And I mean, people like, I observed Chet Huntley and Pauline Fredericks and Frank McGee, Sandra Van Hook, and all these people working. And that led me to, and then to a different direction. So, and I was on probation then. And after the probationary period was over, they offered me a full-time position at Rockefeller Center. But at that time, I was growing a little tired of New York, and I had visited California, and I wanted to come back out of here. And when I came out to California, I worked in the record business, Mullock Record Manufacturing, and from there I went straight to CNN. CNN was a brand new company at that time in the 80s. They hired me to work for them, and they didn't know what I could do, but they let me do a little bit of everything. And I enjoyed working there for 13 years, and then went to NBC for 11 years. Doing basically the same thing.
And I want to let the audience know that my husband was well respected and appreciated there at both news bureaus. When he was ready to make a change, they actually gave him a going away party. I believe it was a surprise going away party too. I remember Pete and
Pete Jennings.
Yes, Pete Jennings and Suzanne Sturgeons. Those were the co-bureau chiefs at that time. I got to know some of the staff there,
including Larry King.
Yes, we did. Yeah. I did get a chance to meet Larry King. As a matter of fact, I met him in the green room when our belated departed soul, Reverend Delary Sleet, was a guest. And also Rona Downing, who was a co-star with Reverend Della Reese, she was also in the area. So I was introduced to her. But Larry was very gracious, and because of you working there, sometimes I had to meet you there for us to take another destination, and I went up to meet you one time, and it just so happened that Denzel Washington was ready to take the elevator. So I had an audience, a captive audience there of Denzel Washington in the elevator. But I've met so many people, having gone to those CNN parties and getting to know some of the people at NBC. Right now we've got a great friendship with one of the people that I've met with you, who I may be singing again with someday. Yeah, so he was formerly a member of the Platters.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Our friend David Bakar.
David Bakar, yeah.
Yes. So I don't know if he's listening in today, but he was also a guest on my radio show here, too. Great guy.
Okay, and, getting back to Dr. King, I am proud of the fact that he has a holiday named for him. At first, I was kind of reluctant to go along with it, but I saw the way that Stevie Wonder got behind this and a lot of people of that ilk who really pushed for this holiday. And researching Dr. King's history over the last few days, he deserves a holiday because, boy, the things that were going on in this country, 30s, 40s, and 50s, something had to be done. And he stepped in, sacrificed a lot, going to jail for practically nothing, being handcuffed, treated badly by the police, And he opened the doors for quite a few people, not just black people, but a lot of people. There's so many immigrants here now. They may not know it, but they're benefiting from a lot of things that Dr. King did. You know.
In fact, yeah. Everybody really should be benefiting from it, including those people who need to learn their true history. So many people are unaware, but we all share the same DNA from a lady named Lucy, who was the original Eve in Africa. And regardless of what shade your complexion is, whether it's dark to very, very white, you have some of her DNA. So we are all linked together. We are the family of humanity, and it really shouldn't matter what color you are, because the Lord, the great creator, made us all beautiful. All the colors are beautiful. When you go to a garden, you don't just have one color. It's all the colors that make the garden beautiful. And I think that when people realize that, and realize that we all bleed the same color, and underneath, you know, we all are joined by the same spirit. We just come in different shapes, colors, and packages, and that's what makes the world beautiful and bright. And everybody just needs to learn to love one another, because love is what will save us. Remember that song, Love Makes the World Go Around? Remember that song?
Yeah, and I'm proud of the fact that the blood that flowed through Dr. King's veins, flowing through mine, and all of my relatives. You know, we weren't that close when we were young growing up, but lately we're all reconnected, and I've just tried to contact his nephew, who was with the President of the United States last week, who was in Atlanta, and he chose the name Isaac Newton Ferris. His last name is Ferris, but he chose to include Isaac Newton as his first two names, Isaac Newton Ferris. And I sent him an email the other day. I hope to hear from him soon. And he grew up with Dr. King. He was only 6 years old when King was assassinated. But he knew him as a kid. And we're all getting together now.
Yes, and you know, what's good about it is a lot of people also may not be aware, but, you know, some people are so divided now with the way things have been going. The right side, the left side is so silly. But there were members of Dr. Martin Luther King's family who were members of both parties. Is that correct?
As a matter of fact, his father was a dedicated Republican. Martin Luther King Sr. was a full-fledged Republican until 1960, when his son, Martin, was arrested and incarcerated and put in a jail down there in Atlanta for something. I forget what happened. And Robert Kennedy made a call to the Justice Department and got him out of jail. And once he got Martin out of jail, he switched parties from Republican to Democrat. The only reason. So Martin Luther King has a daughter who's also a Republican. She's currently still active too as a Republican.
And that's the oldest daughter,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the oldest daughter. I can't think of her name right now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's been a great journey. I don't know how much more time we have. It looks like we're being given a lot of leeway here,
yeah,
I think, because of the holiday, for
mm-hmm.
one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so unique to have my own husband on my radio show. I think it's great, and I look forward to many, many more years together, darling. I mean, I just feel so blessed that we were put together. And by the way, a mutual friend of ours who's in the music industry is the person who introduced us. I want to give him a shout out. I don't know if he's listening or not, but if he is, hi there, Spooky. Spooky, he's in Florida, and he was a saxophone player for one of our greatest musicians, Joe Tex. Some people may not know that name now, but he was a very famous musician and performer. I first saw him when he was performing in Las Vegas, and he had a song that I believe it was Dolly Parton covered, or it was one of the great country singers covered that song. I think that Elvis had something to do with it too. But anyway, Joe Tex was just really an amazing performer, and I had the opportunity to be his opening act in Las Vegas years ago, and you were the person that drove me there in the limousine. At that time, we had a limousine service. We had Pittman Limousine Service, which has transported some of the greatest individuals, including Buzz Aldrin, one of the first people that walked the moon.
And I want to say that my son, Cedric, is today, and he might try to call in. And Cedric, if you can't get in, I'm sorry about that. But I hope you enjoyed what you heard. Somebody's trying to call.
So Carmelita, I just wanted to pop in and say to you and your husband, happy Martin Luther King Day.
All right, Jim.
And,
it's great to hear you on the phone here, on the line.
I tell you, Carmelita's an inspiration to a lot of people because she's such a positive person and has a good heart. So I'm just, you know, bragging about you a little bit, Carmelita.
Jim. Well, likewise.
Is that Jim or Eric?
Jim on the phone, okay. Jerry. Yeah, Jim, you've done so much for the country. You're one of our vets. By the way, Jerry's a vet, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry's a vet, too. You served in the Air Force,
yes,
right, Jerry?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Well, you know, Jerry, I'll tell you, it's amazing. You go in the service and you get out. And can you believe how many years it's been since you've been out? I was down at the VA hospital, and a guy said, "Well, I can't believe I've been out 5 years." And while they're talking, I'm counting on my hand. 10, 20, 30, 40.
I was back in the 60s, so I can imagine in high school. Yeah, you're right. But it's time goes so fast that you just forget about time.
But aren't
you
glad you went in, though, Jerry? I mean, I'm
you
glad
know
I
what?
Went in.
I hate to say, you know what, at the time I didn't appreciate it because, you know, it was tough being yelled at all the time by the COs and commanding officers. But, you know.
Hello, Carmelita.
Hold on.
There's Frank.
Yeah,
how
go
are you,
ahead,
Carmelita?
I'm sorry.
Nice to hear your voice and the voice of your husband. Really very unique to have both of you on the same show. I just have one comment about Martin Luther King. I was born and raised in Washington, D.C., and when I was back there on business one time, I had occasion to go by the Martin Luther King Memorial. It's quite
Yeah, I've seen it, too. I've been there, too. No, I'm sorry, not in D.C. I was at the one in Atlanta. There's one in Atlanta that they have there.
You're talking about the center that they have there. I mean, you and I, when we went, we were there on a special occasion for CNN because that's where the headquarters were.
Yeah,
CNN was in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Jerry, were you stationed around Atlanta at all?
No. I was stationed in L.A., but I had to go to Atlanta at least two or three times during the 13 years that I was there. So I went down, and I took my wife once with me, and she went down there with me once. But I went down to Atlanta about three times. But I did
Augusta, Georgia. I did some basic training down there.
Oh, okay, you're talking about the military, but I was talking about working for CNN. Working for the military.
I'm jumping around.
No,
hey,
no, I was military.
He's a veteran. I got to keep grabbing the veteran stuff. It's fun talking.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
You're right.
Jerry, obviously, when Martin Luther King was assassinated, an incredible voice was silenced.
Yeah.
Who do you consider today who's really picked up that torch and is marching to the beat of the same drummer?
You know, there's hardly anybody I think has the torch. The guy that I really liked, who's dead now, was Julian Bond. I liked Julian Bond because he spoke clearly and he made a lot of sense when he spoke, you know. And there's nobody around like Julian Bond anymore.
Well, wait a minute now. Let's not forget Reverend Barber. I mean, Reverend Barber, he is just really doing amazing things and getting ready he's had the Mondays where people come together, you know, everybody comes together and join forces to make things right for the people, for social justice. He's leading the poor people's movement, and they're getting ready to have a major event coming up very soon. So stay tuned for hearing more about Reverend Barber. Yes, and he's out of the South, but some great things are happening. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think that we need another preacher as a leader. We shouldn't have another preacher.
Well, yeah. wherever the voice, the leader of the drummer comes, as I always say, you know, I follow my own drummer. Obviously, Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King followed his own drummer,
mm-hmm.
and as our priest was speaking to us yesterday, the sermon was basically to listen to that small voice, that little voice that we're all connected to, because we all, like I said, we're all from the same Father, Mother God. We all come from the same source. Yes, go ahead, Jim.
I think Carmelita should be the voice. I think you should be the
voice. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh, well,
you're underestimating your powers on stage.
You know, I'm just saying that we're all connected to that power, that higher power that we all call God, whether you believe in it or not. Some people choose their own beliefs, to each his own. There's more than one road to the top of the mountain. But I'm just saying that when we're still and we listen to that little voice, that is when we have the direct connection to the higher power.
So Jerry, who's got
yeah.
the, let's get in a little bit deep here. Who's got the final say in Carmelita and Jerry's home?
You just heard her. She knows how to keep talking and never stops.
She knows how. Yep, that's for sure. Well, guys, Jerry, yeah. thank you so much for coming on Carmelita's show. We got to move along. We got a couple wrap ups to do here. But that was a special treat, Carmelita. Why did you wait so long to bring this guy on? Now I really got you on the spot.
Well, you know what? It was a long time really before I even really knew, you know, myself. But my husband is, he's a very strong individual and understated. He doesn't go around tooting his own horn. So I finally decided to toot it for him. And on the note about women speaking, did you know that women, they have many more words to their conversation than men do. That's why we're so long-winded.
I can't believe you said that. I just heard that about a couple of days ago. Yep.
Okay.
But anyway, thanks, guys. Yeah. We gotta wrap up with our sponsors and everything. But Jerry, thanks for coming on. We'll get together and talk a little bit of veteran talk here sooner or later.
Thank you. Okay, I'm gonna hang up now. Thank you, Jim. Thank you.
Thank you,
Eric.
Jerry. Thank you, Carmelita. Another great show from Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita knocks it out of the box all the time. And, Frank, I'll tell you, a lot of stuff going on for 2018. Wake up the easy way, guys. That's one of the things that's going on. And I'll tell you, the Easy Way family that Eric has on, and I've listened to some of the shows, if you call them shows, Wake Up the Easy Way, interesting people, you know? I mean, you got to jump on this. And, you know, they say, you know, check this out. When you wake up in the morning, don't jump onto the negative news and all this kind of stuff. They say it's very important. Now, this is a big psych fact I heard on one of the stations. When you wake up, it's very important to start out with a positive mindset, something positive. I don't know what it could be, maybe a positive a song or something. Like, I love the one by What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. Boy, anybody who hears that is automatically a peace mind. But the Wake Up the Easy Way, guys, the Easy Way family, give them all the credit in the world. Great group of people.
I heard my show. I had to pop in. I heard
Easy himself is on
the show.
Thank you.
Let me tell you guys, Wake Up the Easy Way is the best thing I've ever done in my entire career. And I've done a lot of stuff. Why? Because it gives me my chance to hang out with my Easy Way family, the people that have really supported me throughout the years. And I posted a post on my Facebook timeline and said, hey, I just want everybody to say hi. And statistics show that only 20 out of 100 will say hi. I've had almost close to 700 people that have said hi, and they're still popping on. They're still coming. So I just wanted to say I love my Easy Way fam. The show my dad's talking about is a live stream show every morning at 9 o'clock that I'm able to get on. And it gives me the chance to promote you guys. It's that simple. We give you guys some great news and whatever we talk about, but ultimately it gives you guys the chance to meet each other live as it happens. and you get to meet some of the influencers. And yeah, no, we're getting a massive
response.
People
are going back and forth saying hi.
Yeah, and Eric, you know, it's got an interesting twist in the fact that, you know, business people wake up every day, right, and they have their cup of coffee, you know, or whatever,
yeah.
and many business people have breakfast meetings and different things like this. I mean, you're fastly crafting, you know, a gathering point where people can come and mix it up and have a really genuine opportunity of doing business online.
Business
it is working.
Like I was
saying,
Eric, this is for sure. When you start off engaging the day, starting the day with a positive engagement, it affects the rest of your day. That's the part I didn't get in yet. It literally, it plugs in like breakfast, a good breakfast, and all this, it affects the rest of your day. So you're starting off saying hi, meeting new people, the easy wazers, wake up the easy way. I was getting on some of our shows, and afterwards I'm thinking, hey, that was pretty cool. You know, and there you go. You go off in a positive mindset. Okay, there you go. It's all yours.
Yeah, and so if you guys want to come check it out, it's every around 9 o'clock on Facebook.com/EZULEY. And it's a great way to get your business promoted to our family, to our fan base, which is growing. And I'll give you guys a little testimonial story, then I'll take off. We had somebody that was looking for an investor, and they posted their company, they posted what they're doing, their project, and that investor clicked on their link and did a private message, and they've been talking. There's other people that have been kind of promoting themselves on the show, and then other people will click, and we've had probably over 100 people friend each other off of that live stream. So the engagement is ridiculous. It's providing real value. Statistically, it's providing real value. We have the, you know, we've been really watching this thing, and it's steadily growing. So thank you to everybody that's sharing that. And then we reward you guys for sharing the show. And really, it's just a lot of fun. So check it out, and thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and let you get back to your show. All right, guys, I'm Eric Zulley, EricZulley.com, and owner of EasyWayNetwork.com. Bye-bye.
And he does help. Well, I'll tell you, he helps, and he finds solutions to problems, and he works hard. March 24th, Frank Business Expo Center. Okay, Easy Way Pay Lunch, benefiting American Cancer Society. EasyWayNetwork.com, download the EasyWayMobile.com, and I just want to give some shout-outs to great people down at InspiredImagesStudio.com. We had unbelievable. They're just good people. Nothing but for – and I know building and the beautiful home they have down in Vista, and they have the studio that's off of that, and it is first class. And this was a big-time rainy night. I mean, the rain was literally coming sideways. I remember looking at the door. I had an umbrella. It did that thing like on you see on TV where it folds upwards and almost blew away. And it was still a packed house. And when they do,
let's not miss the video that Eric has up right now, Jim, regarding
the video,
and Jim talking about Easy Way because they are an Easy Way business client. They have been for several months now. And they came out on that video and said they've gotten so doggone much business up and through March that they're inundated right now since joining Easy Way. And they've only been with Easy Way 6 months. Now, let me tell you something. That is a really great testimony to the power of Eric's social media world.
And Jim and Lauren are just, you know, Frank, they're just good people. You know, I don't know how else to describe it. Hardworking. They're, you know, they know their stuff for sure. I mean, Jim's been in the business a long time, and his daughter is coming up. And she's amazing. She just goes like the little Energizer bunny. And then we got changing my complexion a bit here, my real earth, talking about, I thought I was, you know, it was over for me. I was turning into a mummy, and their natural stuff is the way to go. You know, it doesn't have 50 or 60, you know, names of all these components. It's just natural, and I'm noticing a difference. I like that. But so much stuff, so much stuff. And,
you know, all their functions of their body moving in the right direction.
Exactly, yeah. And shout out to Monique Moore and Michael Odin, Adrian Katke, and members, Patty Godfrey,
Ariel Garcia at the Apa Tacos Australia. And Patty Godfrey is a member, SafeSolutionsNow.com, Cornbread Booking Agency. A lot of stuff,
yeah,
a lot
Jim,
of people.
I mean, you know, there's just an incredible amount of sponsors that are beginning to line up, especially for this March 24th event that, you know, Eric and I are working so hard on. I mean, mark your calendars out there. If you're a baby boomer, especially if you own a business, you definitely want to beat a path to the Anaheim Business Expo. Center, which is right in the heart, Central Orange County, right within a stone's throw of Anaheim Stadium and whatnot. And shout out to Jim out there and whatnot, who owns the Anaheim Business Expo. You're a great guy, Jim. We really, really appreciate everything that you're doing for us.
Jim's something else, yeah. And he's been in the business a long time. He knows what he's doing. But what a facility. I mean, a small room to...
Yeah, Jim, I mean, he hosts some, I mean, monster companies. I mean, Starbucks, major beauty pageants. I think he's had the NFL in there. I mean, it's absolutely amazing, that venue he's got there. And he's only been there 9 years, but, I mean, talk about some serious competition at the Anaheim Convention Center. Because if you take a look at Orange County, Jim, there just aren't that many places where you can really have an event of any type of stature. Other than like hotels and things like that, and boy, you're really severely limited there. And the costs of doing, you know, those type of events in hotels are really cost prohibitive.
Oh yeah, and you're talking business on business. And if you want to resource what you have, and this isn't just a spiel, from what I've seen over the years, you have to get out there and share with other businesses. If you don't, you're losing out. That particular person you look to the left and you start talking to. Who knows where that's going to go? And
well, here's the
I'll
deal,
tell you.
Jim, and we're going to talk a lot about this, but I'll just give you a little bit of bits and pieces of the Easy Way business piece that we're crafting. You know, the one thing that people out there really are missing the boat is that they think if they have a Facebook page or they're on Instagram or they're in Context Influential or they're in Alignment or whatever all these different persuasions are in the digital realm, then they've really, you know, got it all covered as far as their marketing. And I'm here to tell you that's not true, because it's the old law. It works today the same way it's worked for 100 years in business. You got to roll up your sleeves and go back to work. And that's called reciprocity. So I'll leave it right there, because we're going to talk a lot about that word on the 24th of March. Because the combination of digital technology and reciprocity, that's the ticket in order to make it work for you.
Yeah. And, you know, if you don't follow up and keep up with, like you're talking about, the apps and the sites and all this kind of stuff, you just fall so far behind, and you're working harder. I mean, you work hard with the app, but if you don't resource this technology and all this stuff that we mentioned on the show, you know, 5 years down the road, you're kicking yourself saying, oh, why didn't I get on that? Or why didn't I look
at
that
Jim,
thing?
Well, Jim, you said it many times. I mean, let's go back, you know, to our baby boomer days. I mean, how did businesses get out there and advertise themselves on a limited budget? Well, they went out and they went to the local, you know, printing shop or something like that, printed out 1,000 flyers or 5,000 flyers and put their kids out there, slamming them underneath windshield wipers or on the side windows of cars.
You
right?
got it. That was it.
Whereas today, you can do that in a matter of minutes. As opposed to
or less than
hours.
That, Frank, you could push that little button around your neck and get out to 100 feet, or was it 100 yards?
Jeez, oh, boy. You're absolutely correct. Yeah. And we have a big surprise coming the 24th, because that 100 yards is going to become larger.
Frank, that's like pulling up to a situation, say you're downtown L.A. or something, and that's like opening the back of the van, 20 guys run out handing out flyers all over the place, and then they get back and you leave. And here all you're doing is pushing the button, and everybody in that area finds out what's going on. Where
exactly.
Is this
and what it really does, Jim, is it really reaches an element of our society called the millennials, right? I mean, we talk about the boomers and whatnot, but let's talk about our kids. Our kids are not us, Jim. No way, shape, or form. I mean, our grandkids are going to be even more challenging. And whatnot.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they live off the phone. They don't live off PCs and laptops.
Yeah. I just heard an article the other day, and how did it go? They said the programming
is really becoming a challenge for some of the bigger networks now, because it's branching off to all these other entities. The people with the, you know, they're coming home with the iPads, the cell phones, you know, their laptops, all, and they're locking into all these different avenues of information and entertainment, whatever it is. And it's, you know, everybody has to change their ways. And if these networks don't, you know, what's going to happen is they're going to fall to the side like these big brick-and-mortar places.
You know, Jim, it's funny you say that, because Eric and I had a dinner appointment last night with one of the bigger Hollywood producers and filmmakers. And that topic and that subject came up in the fact that, you know, everything is going to be moving to this IPTV realm, which is internet-driven, all across the phone. So I asked him the question. I said, like Regal Theaters and whatnot, they have like 2,800 screens in the continental United States. And that's a heck of a lot of movie screens, right? And I said to him, I said, well, where's it going? And he said, well, he said, the bottom line is you're going to see a lot of these movie theaters closing. They won't all close because the SAG, you know, the Screen Actors Guild, you know, basically demands that movies are premiered, you know, in major screens and whatnot. So that's never going to go away to a large part. But he said, without a doubt, that you're moving to a pay-per-view situation across the phone for movies. I mean, that's going to be incredible, Jim.
See? You know, I don't know. When they build these theaters and you go into these mega complexes, what do they have, five or, I don't know, more than that, 10 sometimes? I don't know. And
well,
you go into all these
down here in the backside of Aliso Viejo's got 21 movie screens.
Yeah. So, and you ever go in there on a Tuesday or Wednesday night? Nobody's in there. You got the show to yourself.
Exactly.
Are they making enough money to pay the projector guy and to keep that place running when you got 10
theaters?
Well,
do you see all the ads that come across that screen before you ever get to the feature?
Yeah, well, I love that because I'm always late for the show, and I got to see the beginning.
That's
if I don't see the beginning,
they're paying their bills.
Not to mention
$8 popcorn. Oh, my goodness. Let's not go there.
But if I don't get there from the beginning, I'll come back and watch it another time. So guys, we got to kind of get it going, move along the road here. Wake up the easy way. I'm telling you, it's fun. You know, it's fun. It's informative. I mean, this isn't a commercial. I'm just telling you. Eric created this thing where he popped down there, and people are popping on, and they're just starting their day off with. They just started. It's like a cup of coffee, except they're
here.
He's
got hundreds of people popping on that, Jim.
Yeah, it's crazy, and you know, they're sharing, and I'm meeting people. But anyway, that's the way it is, and I think we got our engineer saying it's about time to wrap up, guys. So easywaynetwork.com, download the Easy Way app. Frank Hillering and myself, Jim Zulli, we're here keeping the Radio Boomer show going, and Retha's out doing her thing. She's very busy out there in the entertainment business. And until next week, we'll sign off from Radio Boomers Live.
Let's end it with a Baby Boomer axiom, you know, a catchphrase. Just lay one out there, Jim. You remember some of them.
Well, I just say, you know, like sometimes we say, you know, you're a baby boomer when it takes you two tries to get up off the couch. But we don't want to be like that. You know, it doesn't have to do that.
There you go.
So what
but
I
you
tell
know,
everybody
I remember when I was a kid, I heard the two words, right on. How many times?
There you go, right on. Well, keep the faith, keep healthy, and keep on rocking. You know, that's all I can say. But until next week, guys, Easy Way loves y'all. Keep on hanging in there. Wake up the easy way. Radio Boomers Live out. Till next week, Frank. See you then.
Take care, Jim. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Retha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.